Sexual assault perpetrators carry similar character traits, so how do we identify them? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Richard E. Mattson, director of the undergraduate program and a professor of psychology at Harper College at Binghamton University, explains.
It would surprise few that the decisions a man makes in a sexual situation depend largely on the characteristics of the particular man. My team and I sought to find out exactly what uniquely characterizes the men most likely to become sexually aggressive. We asked 420 young heterosexual men what they would do across different sexual situations wherein a woman ultimately refused his advance. We also assessed them on beliefs and traits that form a risk of generalized violence. These assessments provided insight into those who would override the no-means-no principle. Three variables emerged as uniquely relevant. First, the risk of an assault was higher for men who were misinformed about the nature of sexual consent. For instance, believing that a woman's explicit no was really a veiled invitation for him to exert dominance. Second, men with an impulsive and callous disregard for the rights of others more often overturned a woman's sexual refusal through coercion or physical force. Finally, assaultive behaviors were likelier for men who rigidly adhered to traditional notions about gender. It is important to emphasize that for a sizable group of men, no meant no, overall suggesting that a woman's clear communication of her sexual intentions does hold sway over men's behavior, but not always and not for all men. As for potential red flags, hypermasculine behavior is perhaps easiest to spot, as it often manifests in public displays of stereotyped male behavior. Moving forward, we hope our findings will increase awareness of sexual assault and its causes, as well as inform existing efforts to create a safer and more respectful sexual ecosystem.
That was Richard E. Mattson of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.